Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Giants lose. Jets win. The turkey vultures are out. With the Giants and Brian Daboll, there's no doubt about it. This is when the media starts to turn. You've heard the clips from Jerry all morning long, and he'll have more of them coming up in about 25 minutes. And this is where you just, I mean, we've seen this so many times now, and especially with the Giants and their head coaches. You just saw it recently with Joe Judge. You saw it with Ben McAdoo. You saw it with Pat Shurmur. And you know, I like Brian Daboll better than all of those guys, and I really do think he is a good coach, and I don't think that first year was a fluke. I also think that the roster is a problem. There's no doubt about that, and maybe Joe Shane should be criticized a little bit more by putting this roster together. But this script is starting to flow in that same direction, and I hate to see it. Which is Brian Daboll comes in. First year, coach of the year, second year, bad year, injuries, everything else. Now third year, off to a bad start, and it's like peppering of the questions. He makes a mistake with Graham Gano. Everybody's all over him because this is a similar situation that they had. This is the second time something like this has happened, and he's just getting pounded on today. Absolutely pounded on. Now, on top of it, you got the schedule coming up where you can't like find a win in there for the next number of weeks unless they completely change the way that they play. And now you're talking about, is there going to be another regime change? Or will John Mara stick with these guys and have some continuity and have this organization not just turn the page so quickly like they have with these other coaches? But it's time to have that conversation. And I never felt that way before, but when you're getting the media and Brian Daboll bickering back and forth and the team's 0-2 and you're looking at the schedule, it's really time to think about, if you're John Mara, like, how much do you trust these guys? Like,
yeah, I know. It's easy to dump on them now, especially after the last 10 years and the futility that has been associated with the Giants. We had one bright spot 2 years ago. But in this season, right now, here in the moment, it is a long way to go. There are 15 games to go. A lot of things can change. A lot of rosters change due to injuries. We've seen teams, I'm not saying the Giants are one of these teams, but we have seen teams that got off to really bad starts and really start to kick it in gear in late October, November, December, and they start playing better. I thought the Giants played a reasonably decent offensive game yesterday. I thought it was nice to see Malik Nabers make some plays. The kicking situation, it's not the fault of Brian Daboll. That is a freak situation that happens. Everything goes foobar from that point on. And, you know, lo and behold, here they are, one of two teams that basically scores three touchdowns in a game, doesn't give up any touchdowns, and ends up losing a game.
Yeah, I mean, but they'll be
crazy, right. Which is absolutely crazy. And I understand when you combine it with everything that has gone on here for the last 10 years, it is absolutely mind-numbing for the fan base to deal with this yet again. And just when you think, okay, it reminds me so much of like when the Mets get something going, they get a couple guys going here and there, and then all of a sudden the closer stinks. You know, the closer's great, but they can't get any hits when they need to late in the game in order to win the game. And that's, I feel like the Giants are stuck in this kind of on this hamster wheel. I'm not going to call them turds because I don't believe that, but I do believe they're on this hamster wheel of losing and they can't get off of it. And a lot of it has to do with, to me, I'm going to think about the last 2 years, because the first year of Brian Daboll when he won Coach of the Year and Daniel Jones did play as well as he did to get the new contract, you know, you would have thought that last year would have been a lot better, but then he gets hurt again. And they never get a chance to get their feet underneath them, and they never really get a chance to be a legitimate contender. So last year was a wash, And now this year they come into it and they lose their first two games.
Yeah, games that were winnable on paper. I mean, and maybe the Vikings are better than we thought, having beat the 49ers. But, I mean, it was they got to go 2-0 because then they got to go to Cleveland, who figured it out a little bit more yesterday. Then they've, I mean, who knows what the Cowboys are, but I'll tell you one thing. They always beat the Giants. So you've got that after that. Then you got to go out to Seattle. I mean,
you know, I've always felt like that, like week 7 or 8, there's always those weird games where a team that has like a 2-6 record beats a team with a 6-2 record.
Yeah.
And you really can't explain it. But what happened yesterday in the NFL is really bizarre. I mean, the Lions running up over 400 yards of offense and for some reason can't beat the Buccaneers, who barely had the ball.
The Giants, they did something that's only been done one other time in the history of the NFL.
It's crazy. Look what the Saints did to the Cowboys.
Yeah.
Look what the Minnesota Vikings did to the 49ers. I mean, look at the Jacksonville Jaguars losing to the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, but everybody thought the Browns were going to be better than they were in week one. Like, that was a surprising blowout.
I mean, those games are low scoring and just weird games. I mean, and the Giants, unfortunately, are holding true to form. That's the really bad part of this, and that's the losing culture that has basically taken over the franchise, which is really hard to get out of, really hard to get out of. And whether it be the quarterback or whether it be the defense, again, you know, it's a collective effort of unfortunate futility.